everyone, Lisa J here with Jeremy and Seamus, right? Mm-hmm. We got no Tristan. Tristan was just like, listen, I am on a mission. I can't tell you what the mission is. I can't tell you why I'm on this mission. And I can't tell you when I'll be back. I mean, spoiler alert, he'll be back. But I can't tell you why.
There's a giant serpent on his back trying to bite his neck, and he has to go defeat the snake.
Yeah, you know.
So we're just going to cut to the desert in like 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to reuse a suit from MMPR.
Yeah, that's never been confirmed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness. But today we are talking about a little bit of news.
He's my son.
You're just stupid. Stupid. A little bit. We're gonna do... I can't. Right now. Look, listen, y'all. Let me tell you, at the time of this recording, it is 5 billion degrees. Okay?
Right?
We have technically recorded a full show. A literal full show of an interview that will be coming out next week. Okay?
Yes.
And, I mean, we could... like tell you who it is, but what fun is that? So
yeah, it's with Tristan.
In the comments, either in the comments on our website or in the comments on our socials, you can guess who our interviewee is. Okay, so it's a good one. It's a very good one. We had a great talk, but however, we are recording another show in the same night, and it's 5 million degrees. And so, if I sound like I'm a little hurried, it's because I want to turn on my air conditioning. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The only place it's cool is on the West Coast for some reason.
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees here, which is like it's still not great, but it's better than like 100.
Well, and do you have 5 billion percent humidity?
Yeah, we never have humidity here. It's kind of, when I went back home to visit Maryland a while back, wow, it was a lot.
Yeah, a little bit. So, we are talking about some news today. Let's pour one out for Toys R Us one last time. Mm-hmm. One last time, you guys.
We all grew up.
Nobody missed them until they said they were leaving. I'm just going to put that one out there. Nobody our age gave a crap about Toys R Us until it was gone. They're like, oh, I miss it. It's like, guys, whatever.
You're not entirely... Well,
Excuse me.
He's half right.
He's right in the last year and change. Because once Toys R Us stopped getting exclusives, then we're like, oh, we can just get them anywhere. So we can just buy them, blah, 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 right? Who cares? But at the very... beginning, when like all this legacy stuff was happening and all of the things, they were exclusives and you could only get them at Toys R Us. And I would remember my days going to Toys R Us when it opened and, you know, trying to get me my toys with the Hot Wheels people. So,
oh yeah, I remember it was about a year ago. I was like, why are all these exclusives showing up at other stores? Maybe something's up with Toys R Us. Something was up.
So, you know, so you're not all wrong, Seamus. However, I mean, I put it on my Instagram stories, right? Like, so, you know, I went to Toys R Us one last time to pay my respects, right? And then I turn around and I see Kmart with this big old sign that says, we have toys here, like big old sign of toys. I'm just like, oh, the shade.
Well, that's kind of beautiful. Like, I really hope someone at like Kmart corporate was like, if your Kmart is near a Toys R Us, let us know and we will send you a banner.
Kmart is in a glass house because a lot of those are closed now too. Everyone in my area is now officially gone.
Not in New York.
I had 5 within driving distance, and now within the last couple of years, I have 0. So.
But the thing is, it's like these GameStops and these, and gosh, I was reading about something about GameStop that they were looking for a seller too. I'm just like, what? GameStop is trying to sell. I'm like, what? So like all these different stores that normally would have a little bit of toys or whatever, now they're trying to like bring in more toys because of Toys R Us being goodbye. Like, so long, farewell. So gotta pull one out for the big box toy store that like was like the last big box toy store that, well, I mean, the biggest one. I will say.
I mean, brick and mortar in general. Best Buy said, oh yeah, we're done selling CDs. Just in general.
Yeah.
So, yeah, brick and mortar just in general just going away. If you're like a specialty store, you're kind of dying. Starting to die.
Although they're like the mom and pop shops, like I'm still seeing them survive, so you know.
You have to have a gimmick. You have to have something to hook people in. If you're just like a generic big, you know, store like that, people don't really care that much anymore. They'd rather just go to Amazon. Boop, boop. There it is.
Yeah. So, again, Toys R Us, we all grew up. So, It's very unfortunate for you.
And Jeffrey is going to go down to Florida with NXT and train.
And do a thing. Yeah. You know?
Triple H, yes, he will be a wrestler. He will.
And they could cast him in the Q Ranger adaption. He could be one of them.
Yes. They have all the furries.
You mean Zoolander, dude? He fits better there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Zoolander. Oh, why do you? They actually have a giraffe Zord. They do.
Oh, no! Oh.
You heard it here first, guys.
So look, I'm gonna put something out there, and maybe I'll eat my words on this. I'm gonna throw it out there. Zoolander will never be adapted because no one wants it. Okay. Literally, no one.
It is. Hey, we thought GoBusters was safe. We did. And then now it's not safe anymore.
Oh, also, Tokuger, like, you can have your one monster suit, but nobody wants those ranger suits. No one.
Nope. Nobody. Nope. Not at all. Not in the slightest. Out of here, Tokuger.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I like Tokuger's season, but those suits are terrible.
Here's the thing. Like, I would go out on a limb. Not that much of a limb, but, like, I will say Tokuger will never be made. Never. Jojer still has animals, so...
In the blocks.
In 5 years, will it be part of Blitz New Powers?
That could happen.
Tune in to find out, guys. 5 years. Okay. So, in other news...
Speaking of the future.
I'm just minding my own business, right? You know, we just on the... And the thing is, here's the thing, right? Last Friday... Friday, June 29th, the last day for many of Saban Brand's employees, right? You saw like a little Instagram thingamabob from Jason Bischoff saying, right, thank you for the memories, thank you, Saban Brands, you know, peace out, what's up? You're like, oh no, what happened to Jason Bischoff, y'all? Like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take long, you guys, because not only he will be moving to Hasbro, not only Missy Flores, who is, let me mention Jason Bischoff's new title at Hasbro. See, he's the director, global franchise creative of Power Rangers at Hasbro. So not only he will be moving, and he has started as a new Hasbro employee. Not only Misty Flores, who is now the director of Power Rangers development and production at Allspark Pictures, a Hasbro company. No, not only her, she has moved, but Brian Cassentini. He is the new senior vice president of Power Rangers franchise development and production at Allspark Pictures, a Hasbro company. They've moved. The band is back together, y'all! The band is back together!
More things change, the more they stay the same.
This could say a lot of things for the future, right? It could mean that because they're under Hasbro, because a lot of people say, like, oh, like maybe it's Chaim Saban who's doing this, that, the other thing, and without him, like, the show will be better, and da da da, but like, again, we don't know all the things that go on behind the scenes. Will this impact the quality of the show? My prediction is that Beast Morphers has been in pre-production long enough that season will probably be of comparable quality to what we've had for the last few years. I think it's going to be the one that's after that where we're going to really see the big changes. But hey, you know what? They haven't started filming anything yet. I don't know if any scripts have been written, so who knows? Who knows? Maybe Hasbro came in and was like, no fart. Like, but Chaim, he loved fart. They're like, no. No fart.
I watch episodes of Ninja Steel, and I don't know if any scripts have been written. So
Well,
we'll see. We'll see.
I it's going to be interesting in like 5 years when people are not under NDAs and they feel like they can talk about things to find out who caused what. And because like, look, I'm trying to read the best into situations. I don't think anybody chooses to say, I'm going to sit down and be like, yeah, fart machine, let's go. Right. So like, I'm very interested to learn in the future about who requested what, or if somebody was like, oh, this, that, or the other thing, or da 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 da. That now, understanding that would not make Ninja Steel more enjoyable to watch. I am clearly not a fan. But still, it's interesting.
Yeah. To see if certain elements are added or taken away and what the result of that is for us on screen.
Yes. Beast Morphers is going to be interesting to watch because if it's the same quality, then we'll just be like, oh, well, they were planning it and they didn't change anything or whatever. Or maybe it's the same team and we're just going to have the same thing forever. If it's good, then it'll be like, oh, well, you know, Hasbro came in and saved it all and da da da. And, you know, obviously we can always assume things, but we never know the real story. Things change over time. Sometimes seems like some stories change over time. So we'll see.
I just want to tell the band, because I'm calling them the band, that who have moved from Saban to Hasbro. I want to tell you guys that we appreciate you. We appreciate your work and and the way in which you try to approach things that can bring value to the brand. We just want you to use this opportunity at Hasbro to think outside of not even the box, just the square. Like, I don't even need like 3D thinking, right? Like, you can just move a little bit outside of the plane of a square, so that when we're ushering into a new realm of the brand, that we have something that's a little different. Again, we know you're not writing the show, the TV show, for adults. We get it. We understand. We completely and 100% understand that. We just want you to also hear the same fans, us, we're saying that we would like the show to be more than just the entry level to children's superheroes.
Basically, because ditch your talking point that, oh, this is a kid's first introduction to superheroes. Okay, we get it. It's
because
it's not.
You do have the brand to make this not just that, because Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, they're not just that. They are a superhero, period, and a story can enter in at any age. They have different levels or different properties that can appeal to things. And we're doing that because we have the comics, and you're doing that, okay? We appreciate the comics. We do. Mm-hmm. So with the TV show, if we can just bump up the demo, like, just a hair under 10 years old.
Well,
just a hair.
Yeah, and realistically speaking, love it or hate it, the last 8 seasons have been very much the same. You know, some a little better than others, whatever, what have you. But very much the same. And just even, you know, we talk about these other franchises, just look within. And everybody has their favorite PR season, seasons they don't like, but there are certain seasons that are more universally liked, that did different things, and you can just reference those to see, you know, the heights that the series could potentially reach. You know, you could mine from that level of creativity, people involved, all that sort of stuff, and just see what is the best possible product you can put out there for all age groups.
And I know that Jason Bischoff is a fan of Transformers Beast Wars. You guys can just walk down the hall to the Transformers guys, ask them for some DVDs of something like Beast Wars or Transformers Prime, and just sit there and be like, wow. And I'm not, this is not like a super dig or anything, but it's like, watch those shows and be like, oh, this is shows that are made for kids, but they have something a little deeper going on there. If you don't want to watch old Power Rangers for some reason, which again, like Jared said, it's a great roadmap for some things. But if you want to like take in some new stuff and appease your corporate overlords, then watch a little Transformers from some of the like Transformers Prime, Transformers Animated. Those are shows, and or again, Beast Wars, of course. Watch those things and go, huh, okay, we could do it a little bit like this if you want to restructure things a little bit and want to try some new things.
If you have a main villain in PR that constantly goes, yes, I'm down with that. I'm yes. down with that. If you make your Beast Wars Megatron, put him in PR, I don't care. You do it.
Literally cast that voice actor.
Yes.
Just do it.
Like, love it or hate. I mean, every single character in Beast Wars had a distinct personality. Like, what was motivating them, their relationships with all the other characters. Go for that. Go for that. Where there's nobody feels, like, interchangeable at all. Do that.
So, yeah, again, we appreciate the work that mm-hmm. goes into making the brand, making Power Rangers relevant. We do. We do full stop. Moving right along to... That was it for the news, right? I think that was it for the news, yes?
I believe so,
that
yeah.
That was it for the news,
I
mean... We're good. Lord Draken, Power Morphicon, there's pictures of the actual figure.
Mustard Shield.
Yeah, still got the... that's the thing that we commented on is... It's got the Zeal Gold on it. That weird cheddar the cheese gold. And they actually posted a picture of him standing next to both White and Green Tommy with the real gold, which...
Well, that was from Neo Saban's Power Rangers YouTube. So well, that
just
was
seeing them
those
next
pictures.
To each other, it makes one pine for the good old days of gold paint.
So, but
you used to have it all.
But mm-hmm. hey, still bought one. So
Bandai is still shuttering the windows as we speak. So
still taking our money. So what do we decide? So like, what do we decide?
Get your cheddar and then go buy a gold paint marker or ship
Pretty
it
much.
Or have somebody else do it and buy
and
it from
a professional.
Them.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So which I'll be doing. Yep. So let's move on to the discussion of the week. We are talking all comics today, and we've got a lot to get through, you guys. So we're going to start off with Mighty Morphin 28. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 28. We are in Corinth, y'all. We are in Corinth, y'all, and ranges upon ranges upon ranges just be stacking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts out with Kimberly and Jen, which, honestly, I scrolled past. I'm like, oh, it's two Kimberlys. Oh, wait, no. Oh, wait. Kimberly
yeah,
and Jen.
No, like they, yeah. You and you know, I, who draws this one? Danielle. You know Danielle. I like you. I do. But these two, they look exactly alike. They look.
Someone's got to put their hair down. I don't care who. Someone has to put their hair down.
Let Jen put her hair down, please. That's what she had in the show.
Give Jen the Wild Force hair. Do that.
And I understand, like, are they, like, is it, like, trying to, like, maintain, like, oh, well, you know, in the helmet, they'd have to have their hair up. Like, nobody cares.
No.
Literally no one.
Just have her walk around in her black leather Wild Force uniform, and she's good.
You're stupid.
What?
Oh my gosh, of course you
But tying Alex into this whole thing is great. It's a great way to acknowledge some of the struggles she went through in Time Force while still making it relevant to what Kimberly's going through right now. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Content, great. I would get mixed up of who was talking. Who, because sometimes there are close-ups and they look... And I'm just like, oh, fiance. All right, that is... that's Jen. Great. Because, yeah, they look very similar.
They both have boyfriends.
Especially when they're rocking close-ups. When they're rocking the close-ups, it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kimberly has a lot of lookalikes in these comics.
Yeah, the only real difference is they have different colored eyes, I guess. I see that.
Well, I mean, it helps, like, in the next scene, like, with, like, Kendrick's, it's like, oh, or sorry, not Kendrick, sorry, Carone. She's got, like, the long blonde hair that's down. So it's like, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, look, they, Jen and Kimberly, wow, Ronan is like, so Jen and Kimberly are going around trying to swoop up Rangers that weren't attacked by a dragon or all the other things, or were left behind, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And
they picked some good ones, and the Megaforce guys.
Right. Oh. So you have in the Zord, you have we'll say they pick up Tyrone. Yep. And then in the Zord that you have Carter.
The Quajonson. Yes.
got the Quajonson. You have Miss Morgan. You have Kira. Kira's in the back. Yeah.
That's Kira. There's RJ.
Gia. Thank you.
Yes. It was like, you were thinking it was either Emma or Mia.
Something.
Yes. Gia. And I was like, it's not Sierra. It's not Sierra. I'm like, no. It's okay. So yes, and you have in the back not Yoshi. What's his name? Koda.
Koda. RJ.
Koda. Noah. RJ. Yeah. Got you. So I'm like, all right. I like your motley crew. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it. You know,
lots of ladies.
Gotta get the ladies. You know what I'm saying? You know, gotta get that purple up in there. You know, I like that. And meanwhile, outside, all the evil people, every person who's been an evil ranger or an evil person or whatever is out there with Draken just doing their thing, trying to fight off RPM and the rest of the Mighty Morphins.
And this fight is both the strength of the issue and also, I would say, the weakness. The strength is that it's basically like the fun and games of the whole premise of having a ranger war, something that fans have talked about for ever since, I don't know, a long time, for over 20 years. And that's great, and it's great to see all this fighting, and it's great to see everybody, you know, shooting at each other and having these big action beats. But also that means that there isn't as much substance in this issue. It's fun to look at, and it's cool, and it's like ooh, yeah, huh, yeah. But when you actually get down to it, it's like not a whole lot of big developments in the story happen. It's just having fun with the premise, which is not a bad thing. It should definitely take time to have fun with it. But especially there's to skip ahead just a little bit, there's a part where like a bunch of the Rangers all jump down and you think there's going to be a big fight. And then like, they all like get demorphed real quick. And you're like, oh, I wanted a little more there.
Yeah.
Right.
It is tough because in the back of mind, you're like, yes, it's RPM. We're finally getting a lot of RPM action in here. You know, you're just loving it.
That just deserves.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah. Like, yeah. But, and then you're still thinking, there could be, it could go a little deeper. It could, but
they're morphed. So
It's tough because we really, really like the character so much, and we always want to see character exploration, but ultimately, it's like you still got to get the Ranger action in there once in a while. You can't just have issue after issue that's just nonstop dialogue all the time.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the action here. I am very glad, and you got to see a lot of other Rangers chilling together, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lauren is over Dr. K's shoulder like, all right, homegirl, whatever you doing, let's go, because she is mean. Mugging Dr. K.O. Like, and mean mugging.
Hey, if you're going to pull something from Samurai, you might as well pull Lauren, right?
Legit, can you imagine if they had pulled, like, Kevin or Mike? Again, if you had to sit down and pick one Ranger from Samurai to use, of course it's Lauren. Easily.
Yes. Just use more ladies, dude. Like, Still more ladies. Ladies begin to die.
I would have loved if they had picked Mia and like given her a character besides I'm bad at cooking. That would have been kind of great.
Oh my God. I know. But yeah. I mean, and forgive me, you know, it's been a minute since I read 28. So I'm just trying to
There's the other plot with Zach where he's talking to his alternate. He's like, hey, man, you're definitely not going to die at the end of this issue, right? That's right, man.
The two Zacks, the two Trinis, and Billy.
And Billy.
Doing their thing. Old Zack's got his Band-Aid on his nose, looking all ready to go. Yeah. They definitely had a moment that kind of telegraphed that.
What's happening?
Yeah, that someone's going down. And it ain't going to be the one that's in the main comic all the time, so.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, when you have two black folks in the same spot, same time, they're like, one of y'all gotta go.
So that would be kind of cool, though, if they actually killed young Zach and then old Zach that somehow is still alive and he joins the main team as, like, the grizzled old veteran dude.
That would be kind of great.
Right. Although, and, time paradox, you killed the young one. Is the old one still alive?
But he's from an alternate universe. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because shows always decide their version of how time travel works, so it's always a weird thing. Yeah.
So I will say that, you know, we see little snippets of dialogue from all the different Rangers here, and some of them I really liked. Like, I like Noah's little thing. I said it in, like, two sentences. I'm like, wow, I had more fun with Noah's character than most of Megaforce. But honestly, and it's so easy to get right, but I loved it anyway, when Drakkon brought in the Psycho Rangers and Psycho Blue just says, ooh, I call dibs on the blue one. I heard it in Psycho Blue's voice, which I think the Psycho Rangers are incredibly overrated, but I will say they all had very distinct voices, and I remember them very clearly, mostly because Psycho Blue got that one really good episode that featured TJ, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. You know, I am. I think I didn't mind the battle in Corinth as much as I didn't mind it, because I think I'm like, yeah, like, this is what, like, people want to see. Like, people want to see, like, people fighting each other and battling and duking it out or whatever, and, you know. And,
well,
so.
And especially because when we talked about the last issue, our biggest complaint was Jen giving us an info dump. Like, that was a lot of that issue was them in the command center chatting it up. So I'm okay with this having a big battle here. Yes, you know, it was nice to see some of the other Rangers, especially see them drawn demorphed, you know, just to actually see them drawn for the first time in a good comic. But, like, what that makes me pine for, like, the whole idea of, like, let's do a third comic. Let's do a comic that's an anthology comic where you just get to a different season and give us two or three issues of them doing something. And then get to another season and give us a good story. You know, just take as long as you need, tell a good story, move on to another team, give us something else. If we already have two comics that are MMPR, I really think we could see some really cool stuff with these other teams. And, you know, we don't have to do full-on series dedicated to them. But let's give us some real taste of these other teams.
I think that they're a little gun-shy because MMPR Pink was supposed to be like, all right, let's do a little foray, but, you know, we stick to MMPR because, you know, people know it, and then that didn't turn out as how they planned, so they're like, okay, we'll just stick to the annuals, we'll just stick them in annuals and see how it goes.
I get that, but you just need a series, you call it Power Rangers, use the old logo, the MMPR logo, but just write Power Rangers, and then under it write Legacy, and then bam. That's your series.
You know what, Hasbro? We just giving you all the good stuff, right? Hasbro, boom, all of y'all. We just giving you all the ideas. Take it for free, okay? Free of charge.
And you can do stories that, like, dovetail off of this, you know? Like, what happened, you know, RPM after all this nonsense. Give us a story about what happens right afterwards, you know? Give us a story about, you know, Jen trying to find a way to fix the timeline so the rest of her team isn't super dead. That could be good.
You could have all kinds of names for them. You could call it, like, Web of Time Force or Scarlet RPM. There's all kinds of great. Uncanny Lost Galaxy. You could do all kinds of great names for these.
The sensational Super Mega Force. Yay.
It's actually criminal how often we make jokes about Spider-Man Clone Saga on this show.
Oh, jeez. Clone Saga. I love you, Clone Saga. I do. I really do.
You're a piece of crap, but you're great.
Yes.
So again, like, look, it's a lot of fight. I love what they do with the Zords in the comic because they give the individual Zords a lot of chance to have focus. Obviously, here we have the T-Rex, but it's fun because in the show, like, it was so rare for the individual Zords to do anything before they formed into the Megazord. So it's nice to see T-Rex just kind of stomping around here, like T-Rex like breaching the dome. Like, oh, that's great.
By the way, I legit love the green Zeo, like, mecha battle suits. I'm a big fan of those.
Those are hype.
Good stuff. Oh.
Wait, I'm sorry, where?
The green,
if you look on the front cover, it's there.
Yeah, with Drakkon's army, because like he's got because the green Zio is the battle suits. The blue samurai look like Baraka for some reason. That's got some Mortal Kombat in there.
Oh gosh, but yeah,
the Rob Liefeld black mastodon suits.
Oh gosh, but you know what, Drakkon himself, how y'all feeling his transformations into? As he's amassing these different powers, like his suit and his suit.
I mean, the recent one is the most generic of them all so far, so that's something. It's got a little bit of that Zeo piping, you know, around the collar. Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty generic. So yeah, it's whatever. It's there. It's gotten to the point where it doesn't even have his symbol on it anymore because it's too messed up with different powers.
Right.
I think Drakkon, like, look, Drakkon is a super cool thing, but much like a lot of things with PR, especially anything related to Tommy, the overhype is starting to take the edge off of it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still good. Like, it's like how I say Grim with Evil is overhyped or Psycho Rangers are overhyped. It's not that they're bad. It's that people are like, they just love them to death. And I'm like, okay, they're great, but not as great as you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy as a concept just screams gritty 90s anti-hero to me. So I'm always kind of shy away from that as an ideal, because as I was growing up, I saw so much of Wolverine, Punisher, that sort of thing, Venom, where it's all like, ooh, look at me, I'm so edgy. You're going to cut yourself on all my edge. So I'm like, it's fine. You know, he's fine, but... Like we said when we were after the first Drakkon saga, where I'm like, we could do with a break, you know. I'd rather not see Drakkon as a concept one for quite a long time after the storyline is over. It's fine right now, but you can only take so much. It's good in small doses.
You know what? Especially when like he got to the RPM, folks. Like I'm mad. Like those folks were the ones that were supposed to fend him off, bro. Like I was saddened. I was like, man. So like all these folks trying to like come in and help out the RPM for like, you know, get the SPDs and your mega forces and whatever, trying to come off and, you know, no one gets inside my circle situation, right. You know?
See what happens? Samurai Megaforce show up and everything goes to hell. That's a lesson for the day, folks.
Oh. But poor Dr. K. Dr. K, y'all. Dr. K wants to defend her city. She wants to make sure that she holds down the fort. And Jason's like, okay, well... You're smart and all, but like we need to regroup and we need to get out of here. And so she's like, nah, man, I could do this. We could do this. We can no. And like he's like, if you a woman, if you don't listen to me, like we need to go. This is not good. We need to go. And I understand what Dr. K is saying because she's like, I'm way smarter than all of you. Let me figure it out. But homegirl, you don't have time. You don't have time to figure this out. You gotta go. So it was sad. I was legit sad. Like this issue made me sad. It really did. Like for many reasons, but it made me sad.
And by the way, props to the SPD Rangers for jumping that far down without not breaking their legs unmorphed. That's
well, hello, they have their powers.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What is Z's like multiple copies of herself power doing to help her land?
Oh, I broke both my bones, and my clone broke both their bones too. Awesome.
And anybody who says, "Well, he landed on sand, so it's fine," I'm like, guys. That's not how gravity works.
Mm-hmm. Listen, she had a clone that was invisible that she landed on.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And she was murdered. Good. Because it's a clone. Who cares about them?
Oh, my God.
I wonder what it's like for Sid. What did she do? Like, turn her body into sand? So she just, like, hit it real effortlessly?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't see the problem here. What's the problem?
What did Bridge do? Read the sand's mind and say, question my
Yeah, he read the sand's mind and the sand was like, no, I'm not going to hurt you. And he was like, all right, good.
And you see Doggy Kruger there looking like he wants to give us a crotch shot. He's trying to flash us.
He's trying. It's like, look at my big ones. Boom.
So, again, I don't see the problem. Like, what's the problem?
Like, Jack and Sky are fine. Because Jack can phase through things and Sky has shields. So he's fine.
So both of them couldn't shield the rest of them. But like, all right, we got you. We got you. Soft landing for everybody.
Well, they both, in the next panel, they both landed next to Bridge, so what are the girls doing?
They saved the girls. Again. They saved the girls first, then.
Oh.
See? Gotcha.
NPS, asking the real questions.
Right. Hey, we already know how the SPD caste system works. If you are a girl, you are 4 or 5, and that is it.
I don't
Boone gets promoted above you.
I don't need this shenanigans from Jeremiah right now, okay? Right?
Just laying on the facts.
You just leave them alone, right? You just leave them alone. Look, listen. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, okay, we have the what do they call? Are they the resistance? What do they call the
coinless?
The coinless?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So the coinless folks and our current MMPR folks are with Skull and Skull undercover as one of those Red Sentry Chief Star Wars looking guys. Star Warsy guys, and they're like, oh look, here's Ninjor, and he looks like he's under this little spell here. Okay, let's just take that off,
got a Jesus Thorn of Crowns and Crown of Thorns, yeah,
pretty much. And mm-hmm. then Ninjor's like, oh yep, I'm good now. Oh great, all right, and let's go. And they're trying to tell Ninjor, like, look, Dracon, man, like he's trying to destroy all the ranges, man. Like we gotta like do something. Like we gotta go. Like what's up? And Ninja's like, Nabi. I mean, yes, they get attacked. Woo woo woo. They, you know, Skull gets found out. Woo 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 woo. Yeah.
All but Zach really, dies.
You know, Zach dies. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, woo 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 woo. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Right. Like, you know, old Zach. But Ninja's like, yo, listen. Like, you don't know. Like, he don't want to destroy y'all. Like. Homeboy wants to be in the Morphin Grid. Like, he wants to be Alpha.
And the Omega.
Okay.
But look at that panel, though. Look at that panel of young Billy hugging old Trini, and young Trini is standing there like, oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Like, what? Excuse me, did I give you permission to hug me like that?
To hug old me. How dare you?
How dare you?
You think it's not cheating because it's me, but it is.
Okay? Like, she's just
making mental notes for later. She's like, uh-huh.
All the ways I can kill you.
Let me see. Let me call up Dragon right now. Boop, 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 boop.
Right? Oh, mm-mm-mm. Bad move, Billy.
And he's like,
of that shot. I can't.
And he's not like just like, okay, there, you know, like with the one hand, like the side hug.
Brought her in.
Nah. Brought her in, bro. Embraced.
He looks like he's like stroking her hair.
Like got her. She like her head is on his chest. Okay.
Yeah,
like
yeah. There's no shoulder to cry.
He got way taller than like Trini for some reason. Like, did he get on an Apple box and be like, come on in? I was like, come on in.
It's when he waits.
Like, sniffing her hair. Like, hey, dude.
If Justin can grow 3 feet, he can do this. So. Blue Rangers
can grow. I love how on the one side. Oh, no. It's the framing. It looked like he, like, his right hand was a fist that was, like, around her.
But no, he's got the, he's got that full embrace.
So
and I love the ninjor panel next to it. If you're not looking at the dialogue, he's like, oh, wow, man, you're going to play it like that right in front of her, huh?
Like, really? Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Like, why are you trying to move in on my girl, B? Like, dang. Like, why, right like yo, we were supposed to be Blue Crew. But nah.
No.
I think that you could make a meme out of this. I need the clean art of this, boom. Stat.
Like we can make that happen. We need to
boom. This. Just bring down some original art pages to PMC. I will buy this.
And yeah. Let's make that happen, shall we? Oh gosh, but yeah. I mean, the whole notion that that last page of Draken trying to get into the Morphin Grid, I didn't see that coming.
It's just a tunnel, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You just walk right in there whenever you feel like it. It's awesome.
So I didn't quite get the last 3 to 4 panels, right? So you mm-hmm. see Draken's eyes, and then there's this like green, fiery, halo-y looking thing around him. He's like closing his eyes really intently, right? And then there's a little dialogue box that says, from Nindra saying, so that he may get inside the Morphin Grid. Then there's 2 panels of like crackly crackles in the desert. And then the last panel, you have Draken smiling saying, soon. So I personally was like, okay, well, I didn't know what that meant. So please explain.
I think it's him trying to break into the Morphin Grid, and he's like cracking it right now, shattered, if you will. And
I think he's shattering the grid.
Then it repairs itself, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way I saw it too. Is that he got a little bit of a crack, but he's not strong enough to get a full break.
So mm-hmm. I see it. That makes sense. Okay.
Grid will be shattered.
Thank you, comic people. You know, I sometimes need a little help from my comic people that are more averse than I am. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like overall, like 28 did its job. It did its job. You know, like, I mean, at the very end, I'm just like, oh snap. And then of course, you know, you got, you know, coinless Zach dying. Like, I'm like, fudge, man, like what I gotta be. But other than that, I'm just like, you know, he did his job. You know, Dr. K is struggling whether to like leave her home or not, and she ends up having to, and they gotta break down the barrier, or the, what is it called, the for the for Corinth, what are they,
the dome,
the dome, thank you, the dome dolls, they have to break down the dome. I forgot. They have to break down the dome. And so, yeah, like, I mean, that whole thing, like, that whole, like, it did its job. Like, I enjoyed reading it. Now, did I forget what happened after I read it? Sure. But I enjoyed reading it.
Yes. But what we're really here for is Blue Centurion.
With his Darkwing Duck-esque dialogue.
Yeah, he talks like a Darkwing Duck or 60s Batman or like an Inspector Gadget, you know, that sort of deal, where he's like, crime stinks and I'm the deodorizer. Yes,
this comic though, I understand it's a 2-page backup, they need to like do something, you know what I mean, like things are happening, but I'm like, okay, actually move the story forward though, he's just investigating right now, that's cute, do something.
Well, it's called The New Adventures of Blue Centurion and Ninjor, and Ninjor has not really shown up much at all, just in a painting, so could use some Ninjor, but it's fun. You know, it's going somewhere. I don't know how long it's going to go. Clearly, it's going to go well beyond Shattered Grid, I would imagine.
I guess. I haven't been reading.
I would imagine. So. Oh, come on. He's like, look out, Injustice. Look out, criminals. Blue Centurion is hot on your trail. Real hot. And you're about to be burned by the badge. Yes! Yes!
That's great.
I love you, Blue Centurion. You're the best.
Nope. Got to the end of the actual story and moved right along. Yep.
You are wrong. You're just wrong.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I don't want to be right. So it's fine. It's quite all right.
Are missing out on quite amazing, all right.
You know amazingness. What I'm not missing out on? I'm not missing out on that go-go. Okay?
Oh, you know, that comic is continuing the hype.
So, go-go issues 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Ranger Slayer, the issues.
Yes. So 10, we really kind of get into we don't know where, we don't know when, but we get into the relationship, and not as in shipping, but like as in relationship between two people, of Ranger Slayer Kim and Bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the future, somewhere, I don't know. So
the future that is their past, that is, I don't, it's It's muddy, but that's one of the best things about GoGo is that it usually starts out with kind of like a little bit of a flashback where a couple of characters, you get to see more of their actual relationship. And that's been pretty much a running theme since this series started, where it really takes that time to just give you these little pieces. And the idea that, like, yeah, a lot has happened to these characters, but there was still a time when Kimberly was Kimberly and Bulk was Bulk, and, you know, they're actually discussing that time and, like, how things have changed so much, and he's just thanking her for being a ranger. All this different stuff where it really humanizes these characters on a different level.
And especially Bulk!
Right?
Especially Bulk!
And the fact that they immediately cut to present day, where it's Bulk being Bulk, you know, just being the Bulk that we know and all that sort of good stuff.
Where and really, Billy straight up catches that water balloon. That right? was so good.
Yeah, that reminded me so much of the times when once in a while you would see, like, Peter Parker, like, mess with Flash, like, really quickly, and they'd be like, oh, wait, I gotta hide my powers. Oh, wait. But, you know, he gets one over on him once in a while. It's nice. Good stuff.
Trini knew then what Billy was going to do in the future.
Stupid.
Oh, boy. You know.
Don't fall for it, Trini. He's only going to break your heart.
Splashing all over.
But there's this whole notion of future past, future Kim and Bulk, where they thought that they knew who each other were at first when they were in high school, but you really didn't know because, you know, of course, we all knew that, like, yeah, Kimberly's just this valley girl, but she's really a Power Ranger. And she didn't know that Bulk, beyond the whole bully situation, really loves his history, and he was really into class. Mm-hmm. History class, that is. But he was really into it. So I just like those little things where you're like, oh, okay, I see the correlation. I see what y'all trying to do. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And then when you get to 11,
And even there, Skull gets in one more quick line about laying off of Billy. You know, we've had plenty of discussion of that since this series has started. How Billy and Skull used to be buddies, and every once in a while, Skull's like, you know what, let's calm it down a little bit, I remember. But he doesn't ever, you know, like, fully address it
right.
to Bulk. So, just those little things, you know, just one little line that could be, you know, a throwaway line, but there's some meaning there if you've been reading the series.
See, and Skull would be like, bro, I told you. Leave him alone. Mm-hmm. Anybody got time? So, what was the point? Okay, listen to me next time. How about that? So, it's so good. It's just so good. And that, I know that people like Matt. I know, but I don't.
With his crazy person wall? Yeah.
It's tough because you can see where he's coming from. Like,
yes.
It must be weird for him just being in the position that he's in, where all this weird stuff is happening around him and he can't put two and two together that, oh, all of my friends are the Power Rangers and I'm the odd man out.
Why don't they just tell him?
That's something that always has been, that has bugged me, especially when we've had seasons well after this where the Rangers' identities were public knowledge and it didn't matter at all.
There were seasons in MMPR where, like, there was a special case where so-and-so knew and they were like, don't worry, I got you. Like, just tell him! At this point, you're just putting his life in danger. So just tell him.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely should take it on a case-by-case basis. Like, I understand why you don't tell everybody. I understand why you don't tell your parents.
Right.
But, like, if it's like you're best friend, and he's like friends with all five of you and has been your friend for quite a long time,
and he gets attacked and there was a clone of him and now he's crazy because of it, tell him.
Yeah, when it's genuinely affecting him on that much of a mental level, like, you probably should tell him. So,
you know, so, like, it's their fault. Actually, it is their fault that he's crazy.
Well, Zordon has arbitrary rules.
Oh yeah. When Jason tries to be like, hey, dude, my dad is dying, can you help? And he's like, No. My B.
Sorry.
Like, nope. Can't do nothing for you. Can't do nothing at all, period. I'm just going to chill here with my blue head and just nod at you. Like, and what? Because you can't do nothing right because I'm Zordon. And what? I'm like, this is not cool. This is not cool. Like, I get it. Don't be God. I get it. Right? Mm-hmm. However, like, you can do better than just, it's not that simple. Like, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Do not tell me that. It's not that simple. Broham, like, Zordon, you are just batting, like, not a thousand. You just batting all sorts of loss. You know? What is, oh my gosh, I know you guys don't watch basketball. Like, there's this dad who's like, who has a son on the Lakers. I forgot. Is his name LaVar Ball?
Yes, LaVar Ball and his sons are, they're all the law something.
Right.
Every one of them has a name like that.
But LaVar Ball never lost. Like, yeah. That's his thing, right?
Stay in your lane.
Zordon always lost. Like, he keeps losing. It is weird
because, like you said, yeah, it's like Zordon can't just step in and like, oh, I'm gonna give the entire world the cure for cancer or something right. like that, you know, like mess everything up. But if it's like the dad of your ranger, where like this is legitimately affecting this ranger's like ability to do his job, and you're just helping one person, like, I don't see why you can't step in, honestly. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, yeah, it's not fair that you're helping this one person, but you're not going to help the rest of the world. You know, too bad. Life's not fair. But, like, you have a legitimately really good reason for stepping in and doing something here, and then you're arbitrarily, no.
I'm a sage. I choose to watch over this planet. Okay, well, you ain't doing much, bro.
It's like Marvel Comics with The Watcher, where it's like, all I do is watch events. Well, then you interfered, and then you interfered again, and then you interfered this other time. But you keep saying you're The Watcher, and you don't do anything, but you're interfering here. You just decide your morals based on the circumstance, and it's arbitrary, and nobody really buys it, so... But that was MMPR Zordon, to be fair. That is kind of how he acted.
Yeah, that is true.
He did, yeah, like, oh, you guys are about to die. Okay, power weapons. Did you know about those? Okay.
When it benefits me, it's great.
Oh, you're going to die again. Okay, remember these thunder slingers? We're only going to use them the one time, but I'm going to tell you about them right now when only Jason and Tommy are available to do anything. Okay, that's good. That makes sense. Right.
It's so annoying. So annoying.
It is MMPR, so.
Yeah, that is true. But hey, girl, guess what, y'all? You can't leave the classroom. Why? Because there's a monster attack happening, right? So you think, like, monster attack happens, lockdown situation, we can't leave the building now. I understand the theory. However, if a monster is attacking the city and has the propensity to tear down buildings, ain't nobody got time to be stuck in the building. What?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
But of course, all these rangers are stuck in school because they're just like, anybody got time? So, you know, Gravesord is just attacking downtown, just going about his business.
By the way, I do need to quickly call out the editor because they spelled Trini's last name wrong. But. Just throwing that out there, editor.
On what page was that?
Where they're in the classroom. He says, Miss Kwon. Kwon.
Incorrect. Yeah, incorrect.
Someone needs a slap on the wrist.
I'm just like, I guess he ain't talking to me. I don't know. You got the wrong Kwon.
Because I can see your speech bubble, so I know you spelled it wrong in your head.
Okay, so you hit the wrong Kwon, all right?
Miss Kwonzales, what are you doing?
I do think it's a little on the head that Zach is seeing the nerdy girl named Violet, and she always wears purple. I think that's a little on the nose.
Like, what other color can she wear?
Right? Get it?
You don't want to walk up to Billy and say, "Hey, Blue, let's go."
Well, you don't want to walk up to Zach, is what you don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what you do not want to do.
I hope the listeners all appreciate, like, literally before I made that joke, I thought, okay, all right, who's the best one to make this this joke about this scene? Okay, Billy's there. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, because you don't, yeah, just, mm-hmm. just not, no, mm-hmm. no, not many yeah. words that,
Billy's the yeah. only one you can get away with in that scene, yeah.
All right, Periwinkle, let's go. Pretty much.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I like where they were going, in which, yeah, the teacher's going to be like, no, you can't go nowhere. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're on a lockdown, so no, you can't go nowhere. However, it doesn't make any sense because monsters destroy buildings, so you should be evacuating to a place where it's farther away from the destruction area. Just saying.
Or yeah, or at least like go in the basement or something. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, this is like very early on before Angel Grove is just 100% known as the place where only monsters attack here. So maybe, but yeah, they need to get their stuff together so this doesn't become a recurring thing.
They need to get their emergency procedures intact.
You live in Angel Grove procedures. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, and then, well, thank goodness for Matt, y'all. Like, crazy Matt is out in the hallway chilling and is like, listen, I need to get out of here. I need to see these monsters up close and personal. Let me pull on this fire alarm. So, yep.
Every issue just makes me think that this is going to end so badly for Matt. Like, he's gonna die, or he's gonna be a legit crazy person forever in the loony. But something is gonna. This is not gonna end well. There's a reason why we don't talk about Matt in present day.
I wonder if it's not something as big as dying, because I feel like that's kind of easy. I wonder if it's just a simple. He finds out that they're the Rangers, and he's so betrayed by them not telling him, he just leaves. And he's just like, you guys couldn't, like it, and it would be much more emotionally affecting like that.
Yeah. He becomes persona non grata, so something happens. He's he who shall not be named. So
yeah,
poor Matt.
Poor crazy Matt. But yeah, the Rangers finally found their way out, and they do their morphin thing.
Cool little morph. I like that shot. Oh, that shot of the
panel
morphing.
Is so nice.
And look at that T-Rex looking fierce.
It's great.
T-Rex and that saber-toothed tiger especially looking real nice.
Great. Seriously, like that morph shot, and especially the Zords, because Zords can be very static or whatever, but like that T-Rex, the way that it's like roaring right at, you know, quote unquote, the camera.
Yeah, they did a good job of making, you know, in the pterodactyl, just not making them look blocky. Like because they really are blocky. And
pterodactyl especially.
Yeah, but they're all like, they all got nice sharp edges. They're all coming at you. Good stuff.
The T-Rex's mouth, if you look at it, like the black where they have those little extra lines, that's good. It's good.
It makes it look like it's saliva.
Yeah.
Looking good.
All right, y'all. Okay, it looks great. Yeah.
Although, aren't the saber-toothed tiger's teeth supposed to be up? The two, aren't they supposed to be?
They can go up or down. I thought they were always adjustable.
Oh, I know. I thought they were supposed to be up. All right. Well,
also,
whatever.
Yo, on the Gravezord, what is that blue on the right shoulder? What is that from?
That's Billy's Zord. It is. It's the symbol in the middle of the chest, I believe.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's right. Oh, I totally forgot.
Yep.
Well, you know, we were talking about how the Dinozords never did anything individually. The Thunder Zords.
Oh no. Well, and especially, I mean, the
unless it was Red Dragon, nothing.
Billy and Trini had the worst Zords ever when they switched to Thunder Zord, because they were legit just big blocks, big black blocks with little heads on top. They were bad. So yeah, those Firebird wings, those are quite the thing on this, on Dragon's.
Oh yeah, they really exaggerated them.
Yeah. Yeah, they even got some Tor action there. I like that. They even got Tor in there.
Unlike Bandai. What?
Oh, no. Where my legacy Tor? You going to show
Ezra,
up with some...
come on. Impress us. Let's go.
Right? You give me a nice legacy Tor. He's got some cheddar gold all over him. I'm looking... Ooh.
Oh, but boy. Then, back at the command... You know what, Alpha, man? Alpha, just be... Poor child. He's chilling, and you know, they're like, the Rangers are like, hey, we can use some help over here, and little do they know, they're the ones gonna need the help, child, because Ranger Slayer is in town, and she's getting rid of Zordon.
It's very much like Green with Evil, very much, it's really reminiscent of that. I love that shot of her coming out of the shadow. Looks great. Just slinking out of the shadow, showing what's up.
That's... Yeah, but she didn't have a CD-ROM to put in Alpha's back.
Oh, that's right. This is present day. She needs an actual like a
USB drive.
Yes. You can't. No. Don't copy that floppy with Alpha.
So yeah, and Rita's all surprised. She's just like, okay, all right, so. We got Rangers, like whoever that is, and you got the other people. They got two people I don't care about, and they fight each other. So whoever wins, I'ma wait. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling.
And Go-Go, Dan Moore still loves to draw that sexy Rita. He's all about that sexy Rita, where she looks like she's about 20.
I mean, I'm not mad.
Right. I really like, even you're talking about how you know, and this is no knock on like the MMPR art, but like this Zord fight looked really good. Like he is really good. Dan Moore is really good at drawing the action and making it dynamic in every single frame, giving us unique shots and angles and all that sort of stuff. Like this is not the first time they've done individual Zords against a monster or whatever, and it really looked fun and really looked unique.
Yeah, I am liking it, and then Matt likes it a little too much, because he's trying to run to it, and the police are looking at him like, you crazy, you need to go, you need to stop, and Matt's not listening.
He easily evades them. Very easily.
Too easily.
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah.
But of course Zach is the one that's going to recognize Matt. I'm just like, what is this fool doing? What in the world? You know, and they're trying to like fight for their lives, and then you got Matt all up in the way. So
yeah. I really hope he pieces it together on his own. Like legit. Like he's got his cork board of all the little things going on there. And I don't want it to just be something where like a Ranger gets demorphed or something and like I want him to legitimately piece it together in his own head. Just figure it out. He's not a dumb kid.
Little wackadoo.
Right, they've now called him by his name. Come on now.
Rangers can know your name. They could be magical.
I just say I don't want a Billy with a snake around his neck moment, you know? I want an actual, you got this. Do it on your own.
Oh gosh. But you know, back at the ranch.
Alpha's getting effed.
That's all Alpha's good for, the command center, getting effed by evil Rangers.
I think he would prefer to have a floppy disk put in his back after this. Like, dude got crushed. And then she picks up the pieces and goes and makes Finster 5. There it is. Oh, poor Alpha. But yeah.
But Kimberly's like, you better take your hands off my robot. Ow.
That's my man. Trini Kaler from Matt. Take your hands off Billy. Take your hands off my Billy.
Right? All true. These young Rangers need to put the old version of themselves in check.
They're just messing their lives up. Can't stand for that.
Right?
Ain't nobody got time. So, all right. But then, 11. Just continue on to 11, because like, it just like rolls in. I'm trying to find 11. I'm looking at 11. Oh, fudge, where are you? Where did you go, 11? 11-zos. All right, and 11, we right there.
I dig that cover, by the way. Dig that cover with the mirror version. Love that. Love it.
And we start again with the flashback.
Yep, more bulk action. Kimberino. Like, I love it.
So good.
And then, hey, look who it is. Everybody's favorite punching bag, Matt.
But you know, Mac, you know, got a little gruff, you know what I'm saying? Still have to dumb hair. Why does Matt and Kimberly have the same haircut?
He saw her style, and he was like, hell yeah.
Well, he can't cut his own hair anymore.
Oh.
He's a little stumpy.
I mean, they literally have the same haircut. And I'm like, okay, y'all, I get it. Like, she really liked him, and she wanted to, like, what, be in remembrance of him or some foolishness, but come on! But, you know, anyway, Matt, you know.
He did say love the hair. He did say love the hair. So, like, he knows what's up.
He knows what's up.
That means he got it first, so it's her fault.
Yeah. So. Pretty much. But, gruffed up Matt was trying to fight off some sentries all by himself. And, that's what you are. You are not a superhero. Like, you are not. Like, you are not. So then you are going to die.
You can't do it by yourself. You need somebody to lend you a hand.
Hey. You feel bad.
No, I feel great. I'm going to give myself a hand for that one.
No, stop. Stop.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pat myself on the back.
You're a horrible person.
What?
Also, anytime they remember that Triceratops has a laser on the back with its tail, good times.
Yes. When did that happen? Sorry.
When they're fighting the Gravezord.
Oh, okay.
That laser will come in handy.
Understood. But yeah, like, I mean, you know, Kimberly is, you know, back to face to Slayer, and Slayer's just like, oh yeah, you were always a smart one. I'm just like, well, technically Jason told her to go back, but that's okay. So then you know, like, she's trying to be all like, you know, you don't know my life, you don't know what's happening, you don't know what I've been through, like, whatever, it's all good. Like, and then you have Matt. This time, Matt, I don't know if his distraction kind of saved him, but it just so happens that it does, because Gravezord, because the Ranger Slayer, Miss Kimberly Ranger Slayer, was controlling the Gravezord, and so she was checking back on the action, and all of a sudden she sees Matthew, and she's just like, Matthew? And he's like, come, hi. And then he's like, now, go, run, get out of here. Let's do the thing. So Matthew saves himself, and they save Matthew. And I don't know. It's a little weird, y'all. It's a little weird. The whole Matthew thing is weird. We're not going to lie.
But yo, Kim is able to do more against Ranger Slayer girl than Tommy has ever been able to do in the command center. And she just zaps the ever-loving crap out of her.
Mm-hmm.
But they had that mechanism, like, you know, built in just like as a backup. Like, all right, we know this might happen someday. So we're going to zap the crap out of this person if they ever infiltrate. You know, because you got, like, poor little Alpha with, like, part of his, like, little dish, like, is all cracked and broken and wires falling out. And he's just like, yeah, I got your back. I got you, because I'm going to stop you, boo. I'm going to stop you.
Yep. And, yeah, and it breaks the Bow of Darkness. Is that what we're calling it?
Bow of Darkness.
And much like with Tommy and the Sword of Darkness, you break that, and Rita's spell is broken. Oh wait, no, that's Draken's spell is broken. We had some not really sure how to take the idea of Ranger Slayer was under a spell the entire time.
Yeah.
People were definitely assuming there's a decent chance that's the way it was. And we were like, is it a spell? Is it just in her? Is she naturally a douche like Tommy is?
Stupid.
Hey, he is. We've proven that. Naturally a douche.
In another timeline.
Now, you got to have it in you somewhere, right? Because Kim's good no matter what happens. So she's there, you know, someone, she's get on her level, Tommy. But yeah, so And we've talked about this in the past about evil Rangers, how long they should stay evil. Are they naturally evil? You know, what type of things we enjoy. I think the biggest example we've always had is Trent, where we're like, boy, they really could have done a lot more with him as an evil Ranger. And that, you know, they left a lot on the table. With Kim, I think for me, the whole thing has always been about follow-up. It's like, I would like to see more Evil Ranger stuff. I always think whenever there is an Evil Ranger, there's a lot of good potential there. I give, you know, Ryan the benefit of the doubt in the sense where I'm sure he can do something with this. He can make her an interesting character. Obviously, there's more to come from her. But personally, yeah, I would have liked to see some more Evil Kim. It doesn't necessarily have to be her nature, but we, you know, we've only had it for what, like three or four issues total. So there could have been
more.
Yeah,
I was like, man, like I kind of wish she was not under the spell, but like really undercover, like deep undercover, in order to get to Draken and really try to kill him, because like that's what she was set out to do, and that's what I was hoping, that's what this was. Now, it would be really OD that she would, like, try to beat up all these people and then bring back a sword and do this and then the third. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
OD. But you gotta be believable, right? or, like, at some point be, you know, like, give a little wink-wink nudge-nudge to, like, either us or them or something that's like, I'm not really evil, but play along.
Wink, right.
Wink. But, like, I kind of wish that was the case instead of it being, like, a spell because... Oh, girl, like homegirl is, you know, around Kimberly in the juice bar and is just having the time of her life, having like 5 billion milkshakes. She is living it. I'm just like, all right, you are living it up a little too much, hon. Okay, like I get it, like a lot of things have been going on with you, Sally, because that's what they call her, Sally. A lot of things have been going on with you, but like it's a little just turn up is too much, you know what I'm saying? So
I agree in the sense that I really enjoyed the juice bar stuff, but it does feel really weird that in one issue we went from evil Kimberly, good Kimberly fighting, to the complete turn, to her having her fun moments in the juice bar where she, you know, she's getting to see Bulk, you know, who she has really fond for, getting to see her really, you know, just have fun, do some gymnastics, that sort of stuff, to meeting with Drakon and, you know, him finding out that she's good, to her messing with, like, a lot of stuff happens to her in just one issue. It's a huge turn, which is good stuff, but probably should have been spaced out a bit more.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this was definitely the Ranger Slayer issue.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, and I think this is 100% speculation, but we know that this whole storyline is going to end in a couple months, and we know that the Ranger Slayer, which we assume is still this character, is going to be very pivotal in the MMPR comic. So you do wonder if it was one of those things where it's like, okay, it's great, but we're gonna need to wrap this story up no matter what in two issues so she can move over to that.
Yeah, if this had been like a 20-issue arc, that's just a ballpark large number, I'm sure they could have done like a big story about how she did this and like seeing all these different sides. But it's like, all right, we got to get her out of this section of the story. She has to be good to do that. So here we go. And that's not necessarily a critique. I think they do a fine job with what they have, but it kind of makes you be like, oh, I wonder if it had gone a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, in our whole interaction with Drakon, it was just like, I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like they had to, like, wrap it up a little bit because she like, showed her tell a little too quickly. She was just like, well, do you think that's the best time? What did she say? Let me see. What did she say? Did she say, oh, I'm sorry, my lord, but was that wise? You know, like she was questioning him like when she never did, and it was just like that's an obvious tell for a smart girl, you know. So homegirl, and so he immediately knew. She was like, oh, okay, I guess you ain't under my smell no more. Well, bye.
Also, Drakon's teeth, what are you doing? Dragon Teeth are real, real intense in that one panel. I'm like, I'm like, who are you, the Joker? Like, chill out.
Yeah, he's always been very veiny, too. Very intense. Yeah, I mean, really, the tell was the fact that he said, where's your bow? Like, that should have been the tell. You know, I'm like, you know, we've established the bow is what's controlling you. You don't have your bow. What's up?
What's up? What's up, lady?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then he's just like, well, you know, ain't nothing you can do about it, so I'm going to leave you. Just go. So you don't want to kill her now? Like, Homer, like, you that confident? You that big and bold dragon? He was like, bye.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I will miss you. I'm like, oh, fudge. Really? Like, just say goodbye. Like, what is this? I will miss you foolishness. Like, stop. Stop it. Okay, stop trying to make Kimberly and Tabby happen in this timeline. She likes Matt. She only cares about Matt.
We all know who Tommy is really ending up with. We talked about it in one of our last episodes, so you can go listen to that, and we know the real deal.
Yes. Boy, and Kimberly, well, she likes Bulk and Skull, according to Headcan over here. She likes them both.
I know, right? She just be getting around. Sally be trying it.
Right? She wants to shape it up with Bulk and Skull.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, so, you know, finally, you know, Billy's just about his business, you know, sees Sally saying, like, hey, you working over there? Like, what's up? I can help you with anything? And we're like, no, I can't really tell you, you know, if I told you things in the future, right? Because, you know, Zordon, you know, he's like, you know, but I can, you know, just let me in to be there. Cause that.
Right. Poor Billy. He just wanted to help, and then you fried him.
Yeah, like, poor child. Poor child. Yeah, and then
giant monsters.
Giant monsters, to be continued.
Yeah, one looks cool, one does not.
Which one? Which one you think was cool?
The giant Thor. Come on now.
What? Thor hammer. Lobster. Yeah. Lobster.
No, we've seen that.
But I love it.
That is bootleg Commander Crayfish right there.
No, it's better than Commander Crayfish, and you know it.
Well, possibly, but same sort of. I don't know.
I don't know. Big looking Thor was giving me a little bit of tattooed teenage alien fires vibe.
Oh, that's, no, now
that's
I love
a
it.
Plus. What are
that,
you talking?
That is a plus. You wouldn't be over it, Lisa.
Right.
Which one is he? Aquarius? Like?
Oh my gosh! I can't. He's or Fucus or whatever you call it or Fush, yeah. Whatever it is.
There was the Taurus, Centaur, Apollo. He could be upgraded Apollo. He's Battleizer Apollo. You don't know.
I can't with y'all. So, listen, y'all. Overall, we are enjoying the go-go. We really are. It's great. It's just, oh my gosh, if you're not reading it, you really do need to read it. Like, just go.
Go.
Yes, go.
Oh,
okay.
Just go. To your store.